This country's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan, is calling for more active participation in communities in curbing the spread of COVID-19 here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So this is where the collective action is needed, and action not just for people to recognize that NCDs exist, that they are responsible for heavy burden on the population, but active participation of communities in the planning of health programs, deciding what the health priorities are, agreeing how we're going to set those priorities, active involvement in the implementation of these programs, and most importantly, implementation in the evaluation of these programs, what worked, what didn't work, and why they work. And if COVID has not taught us anything, that COVID was the fourth leading cause of death that we had, and most persons who succumbed to the SARS-CoV-2 virus were people with underlying medical conditions, the obesity, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and there is an accumulated risk. So the math is really not very straight. It's not 1 + 1 = 2. In this instance, it's more like 1 + 1 = 5. So there's this accumulative ripple effect that NCDs have, and we ought to be very, very, very careful. During the pandemic, we saw communities and persons and individuals making responsible decisions. I should wear my mask, I should distance myself, I'll keep my hands clean, and I'll get vaccinated. So this is the kind of tempo, this is the kind of atmosphere in which we need to move forward. And as we continue to relax the COVID-19 protocols and take away the whole issue about, you know, what mandates are and so forth, and give more responsibility to the individual to make decisions to maintain their health, we expect the same to be done for NCDs.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. In the region, the Caribbean Development Bank, the CARICOM Secretariat, and the OACS Commission have partnered to facilitate the training of approximately 15,000 educators in skills to assist their students in overcoming the learning losses occasioned by the COVID-19 pandemic. The capacity building course is designed to support educators in the implementation of the CDB, CARICOM, OECS Learning Recovery and Enhancement Program, Let's Reap. The training program, which is expected to begin in the first week of October 2022, will improve the competencies in 5 cohorts of educators in 3 modules over 2 years. And on the international scene in New Zealand, the COVID-19 traffic light system will end on Monday at midnight, spelling the end of more than 2 years of COVID rules. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says all mask requirements have been dropped except for healthcare and age facilities, and vaccine mandates will be dropped in 2 weeks. Incoming travelers will no longer have to be vaccinated, and household contacts will no longer need to isolate, she said on Monday. The Prime Minister says today marks a milestone in our response. Finally, rather than feeling that COVID-19 dictates what happens to us, our lives and our families, we take back control. I'm Donnie Collins with today's COVID-19 update.